Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I just don't care about the horse racing. I just don't care. Like, and it's not, Lonzo, it's not like I'm like anti-horses, right? I don't have an anti-horse propaganda laid out about the horses. I'm not anti-horse racing.
Yeah, this comes back to that old argument, you know, when they list the 100 greatest athletes of all time and they throw in like Secretariat. No, that's not an athlete. It's a horse. And I get if you're into it, but the only reason why you're into horse racing is because you're into betting on horse racing. That's the only reason why. That's the reason why you go to the horse track or the dog track.
Are you saying nobody has a deep appreciation of animals running?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I like to go outside and sit on my back porch and just watch the geese fly across the sky. I have a real high respect for the fastest geese, you know? Like, Zoe's on to something there. I don't know. Like I said, it's not an animosity towards the... But at the end of the day, like, you can train them and practice and whatever else you want to do. But at the end of the day, the horse doesn't know what the horse is doing, right? The horse knows if I run faster, I get hit less by the tiny person on my back. And if I run really fast, I get extra apples and sugar cubes for dinner, right? Like,
I wouldn't even go that far. I would go the far of, okay, I'm not getting hit as much, but I don't know that they would know they got extra food.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I love the week of the Derby, right? Actually, let me tell you what. Last weekend was the Derby?
There's even more proof, because you don't even remember. Was it last week? Was it the week before?
I think it was last weekend. Okay, perfect. Last weekend was the Derby. And let me be abundantly clear. If you have the, If you have the respect for your fellow man to acknowledge that you like Derby Day, but you like Derby Day because of the party, right? I like Derby Day because of the social aspect of it. Right, I'll take any excuse to have a good social get together. And if you're telling me that me and the gang are going to throw on some seersucker, and me and the gang are going to go out there and knock back a few mint juleps and tell some stories and laugh on the porch, all right, man. If you want to interrupt that for 2 minutes of horses running in a circle, it's a good excuse. I've had worse excuses for a party. All right, I'm good with that. But can we stop pretending that it's about anything more than the social element? Like, nobody's out there ranking the greatest 500 horses to ever run in the Derby with any seriousness. Nobody cares, right? Like, nobody cares, so just stop. So Medina Spirit, the horse that won the Derby, gets popped by a drug test, man. They get popped by a drug test. And I'm listening on, what was it, Saturday night on the drive back from Atlanta. I'm listening yesterday to the radio. And, you know, I get to a point, Lonzo, where I'm like, I think the majority of these hosts do not care about this. I don't think they care. I really don't. Because when they're talking NBA or MLB, talking no hitters, and they're talking another triple double from Russell Westbrook, right? When they're talking about that, you can tell that they have a they have a passion for it for one reason or the next. Man, it might just be that they respect what Russell's doing, that he's threatening averaging a triple double, that they're this, that they're that, whatever. They have a passion for it, and then they're like, oh, by the way, the horse that won the Derby got popped for a steroid test, and if he gets popped for another one, then he's going to lose his Kentucky Derby crown. And you know, there's an interesting story.
Here's how far it goes. I was in the car and had ESPN Upstate on, and the two hosts of the show yesterday, at some point on Sunday, one of them was interviewing the horse that got popped for steroids with horse sound effects. That's how serious they take it.
Yeah.
It was a well-done segment, by the way. But still, I mean, it's in the end, it's a horse. Does a horse know that they got popped for steroids? No. It has nothing to do with the horse getting popped. It has to do with the trainer getting popped.
Yeah, and on top of that, right? Here, let's get all PETA on it for just a second. Here's the worst part about it.
All right, you lost me there. I'm out.
No. And for the record, I'm not a fan of PETA at all, all right? Here's the thing. Allow me to be the bleeding heart that so many of you accuse me of being. If a baseball player gets popped for a PED, right? The baseball player has decided that it is worth the risk to his own body and health to try to improve his performance on the baseball field or on the football field or whatever. They decide. When somebody decides to inject a corticosteroid into a horse, the horse doesn't get to decide. Then I'm not sitting here arguing for animal autonomy. I'm not sitting here arguing that the horse should get to make decisions about its own life. I'm saying it's kind of messed up, right? It's kind of messed up. And now that horse doesn't even get to brag to all his horse friends about being the fastest horse, right? He's going to be like, hey, y'all, I was the fastest horse at the person thing the other day. And the other horses, though, you know what the horses are going to say to him? They're going to look at him and they're going to go, nay. That's horse for no.
Get it? He's going to say that was a denial, right?
Yeah, it's okay, horse for no.
Just making sure.
Yeah, it's horse for no. It's like, just stop. Like I'm getting all my sports show prep websites this morning, and I'm going to like ESPN and Fox Sports and Yahoo Sports and Medina Spirit Pop for Positive is like the top article on every page. No one cares, man. Like no one cares, and it's unbelievable to me the depths that people will go to pretend that they care about this horse racing result. They don't. You don't. Any one of you right now, on the chat or the text, Lonzo, what horse was in second place in that race? Scratch that. Name me another horse from the race. Just name a horse. Name one. You know what my favorite racehorse of all time was, though? I have one favorite racehorse. It wasn't Seabiscuit, which is only famous because it had a movie. It wasn't Secretariat. You know what my favorite racehorse of all time was, though? My favorite racehorse of all time was a horse that went by the name Hoof Hearted. Do you know why I love that horse, Lonzo?
I can't imagine with someone with such highbrow humor why you would enjoy the name of that horse.
The name of the horse was Hoof Hearted. Hoof Hearted. The name of the horse was Hoof Hearted. The only good thing horse racing has for it is funny horse names. That's it. That's all. And Hoof Hearted set the top tier of horse racing names for all time. It's over. You can't do better than Hoof Hearted. So just shut it down, man. Just stop. I don't get it. All right. And other much more important and better things to talk about. Speaking of amateur athletes competing for things, there is an online petition going around in Japan calling for the cancellation or at least postponement of the 2020/21 Olympic Games in just a handful of days. It is threatening to approach 100,000 signatures so far, if it hasn't crossed that line already. If it hasn't crossed that line already, Tokyo is still having issues in particular states with the coronavirus. They are having quite a few. 70 to 80% of Japanese citizens say that they want the Olympic Games canceled or postpone. The committees have not made any move to do so. It does not appear that they will. Most folks believe that hosting the Olympics will be a save face for the Japanese Olympic Committee. They have spent almost $15.5 billion preparing for the Olympics. The 70 to 80%, so almost three out of four, in some cases, if the poll, depending on the margin of error, maybe over three out of four Japanese citizens want the Olympics to be canceled in Tokyo. Lonzo, I find myself in a spot here because on one hand, every single year the Olympics take place, you have some amount of people who come out of the woodworks and say, we don't want the Olympics to happen. I remember in Rio a few years ago, people were going, wait a minute. Rio de Janeiro has some of the biggest slums in the world, yet we're spending $20 million to host the Olympics in a place where these stadiums are going to be simply reclaimed by nature in a few years because there's not enough money to operate them. We have seen calls for them to be canceled in America in the few years, you know, back in Atlanta in 96, Salt Lake City, when the winners were there. We can have better uses for millions and billions of dollars, etc. But never before, Lonzo, has there been three quarters of the population of an Olympic host country that do not want the Olympics to take place there. And while I love the Olympics, I think they're an incredibly important sporting event. I think they're one of the few times that the sporting event is so big that you can genuinely say this event is more about unification than anything else. It's an important part of the global discussion. When 75% of the people of the host country say we don't want this to take place for whatever reason, whether it's coronavirus or national politics within that country or whatever, man, it wears on me a little bit, right? Like, I've been looking forward to the Olympics since they got canceled last year. I love them. I think they are probably needed in 2021 more than they've ever been needed before by the global sports community. But 75% of the Japanese people saying we don't want them here. I gotta tell you, man, that puts me in a real, real tough spot between wanting to respect the people in Japan, three out of four who don't want this event to take place, versus the rest of the world that's going, we need this sports moment in our history right now. So where do you come out on that?
I don't know, because if the Japanese people don't want it because of COVID, I kind of get it. But at the same time, fans from countries are not going, right? It's just going to be the athletes themselves. So they're not going to allow fans. I would get it if they were worried about an influx of people coming in from all over the world with the coronavirus still going on. I would get that concern. But, and I don't know what the number of actual coaches and participants are, as far as how many thousands that is, but it's definitely not as much as having, you know, a ton of fans coming in and things like that. I get it. I understand, but I still kind of hope it happens anyway, just because I'm a fan of the Olympics.
Yeah. You know, I've had a similar spot with, for instance, the next World Cup, which is supposed to take place in Qatar, where there are some real unethical situations playing out in preparation for the World Cup in Qatar, right? I mean, there are people dying building these stadiums in what is effectively a form of slave labor there to get ready for the World Cup in Qatar. that makes me, as a person with some semblance, I like to think occasionally of morals and ethics, go, can I support this event, man? Like, can I watch the World Cup in Qatar knowing what's going on there? But on the flip side, it is a global event that is the cause of so much goodwill and happiness and unification of people from across all borders in supporting their own countries in this major event.
All right, so TMZ must be listening to the program because they just tweeted 2020 Olympics in trouble, COVID case surge, Tokyo in state of emergency. IOC President Thomas Bach has canceled his trip to the country.
Wow. Wow, that's interesting. And by the way, yes, everybody listens to the show. We're a nationwide phenomenon now, Lonzo. Yeah, I mean, look, it's still not a certainty. We're, what, 2.5 months away? Two and some change away from the start of the Olympics? It's still not a guarantee it takes place. I think every day that goes by that we get a day closer, the more likely it becomes inevitable that it happens, right? Like, I think at some point, you're only a couple of weeks away from athletes beginning to fly to Japan to start preparing and learning courses and getting used to their accommodations and all that. I think every day we get closer, it's more likely to happen. But again, what a spot to be in when you're talking about the fact that 75% of the people in the host country do not want the Olympics to take place. That's a big number, y'all. That's a big number of people to look at the face and go, we don't care what you want to happen in your own backyard, in your own country. It's more important that we get to watch people run fast and spike volleyballs. That's a tough spot to be in, man. I want you to think about it during the break, and I want your thoughts at 71307. 71307, how would you feel if the flip side were true, right? Like, how would you feel if the upstate was set to host some sort of sporting event and 75% of the people in the upstate said, we don't want this to happen here, and they went ahead with that event anyway, right? You'd be furious. But that's what we're asking the Japanese people to do. For what? So that we can watch people run fast. All right, quick break. Speaking of people running fast, a new respect for Olympic caliber sprinters and NFL players after DK Metcalf participated in Olympic qualifying trial for the 100-meter dash. One of the fastest guys in the league ran against some of the best sprinters in the world. How did he fare? And what does it say about the league, about these amateur sprinters, and about us as fans? I'll tell you next on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, so breaking news out of the National Football League. And, of course, our breaking news here on ESPN Upstate is brought to you by Odyssey.com Sports and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. The report from Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk is that the Jacksonville Jaguars, the fighting Jacksonville Tigers, will sign Tim Tebow. Well, I believe the headlines, though, if I read it correctly, is are planning to sign Tim Tebow. Are planning to sign Timmy Terrific, the greatest Gator, to a one-year contract. And that is, of course, making its way around the Twitter sphere. As we speak, people are all sorts of excited about the potential for Timmy Terrific to be on an NFL team alongside Trevor Lawrence this year.
I have other breaking news. Mark Ryan has placed the Jacksonville Jaguars on the centaur of Tim Tebow that's above his head, above, you know, where he sleeps. So,
which we have it on good authority, definitely does exist. Definitely does exist. The question is, will the Jags sign Tebow? And is the Jags planning on signing Tebow worthy of the amount of attention that it's going to get? Now, my immediate gut reaction to that was, if it's anybody but Timmy Terrific, last place team in the NFL decides to sign a third string quarterback is not front page news on NFL.com. But because it's Timmy Terrific, and not a 33-year-old former quarterback who didn't find success in football at the professional level despite opportunities to do so. Look, I'm a fan of Tim Tebow. I've spent time with Tim Tebow. He's every bit the dude off the camera that he is on the camera. Now, Tim Tebow and I probably would not be friends in real life, all right? I like to hoot and holler, say bad words, and have a drink every now and then. Tebow and I probably would not be buddies hanging out in the dorm in the day-to-day.
By the way, I would love to hang out with Tim. We got a lot in common.
I've hung with Tim. Yes, you would. Zoe would have more in common with Tim Tebow. Absolutely. And that's not a judgment. Like I said, I've met Timmy Terrific. The dude is a good dude. All right? We wouldn't necessarily be great personal friends, but I still respect, just like I respect everybody when they have conviction that they stick to, which is not easy to do in this day and age. I respect Timmy Terrific. He is a good dude. He has given a lot of people someone to look up to, and I absolutely respect the crap out of that, no doubt about it. Now, is him signing this contract big news? So, during the break, when we were talking about this off the air, had a very good point that he labeled as potentially controversial that I don't think is controversial at all, Zoe. In fact, I think it's exactly what happened.
All right, so here's the deal. So you've got a first-time NFL coach, even though he's a well-known college coach in Urban Meyer. You've got the number one draft pick, which means that your team stunk last year, which means you're on the worst team in the league, and you're bringing that quarterback in. People are going to be focused on this team. Why not bring in someone like Tim Tebow, who brings a certain amount of distraction with it? Suddenly the focus goes to Tim Tebow and doesn't look at maybe the coach isn't coaching as good as he should. Maybe the quarterback isn't playing as good as he should. Tebow's going to be one of the first guys the reporters want to talk to. It's a built-in distraction, and in this case, probably a good distraction.
Bingo. I think that's a good chunk. Now, that is not to say that the Jags don't have some belief that Tim Tebow can successfully contribute
to
their football team.
I hope Tim Tebow balls out. I absolutely does. I hope.
Sure.
Even though people like Rob will say, see, if he got past his pride and played tight end, he would be, you know, might be a Hall of Famer by now.
Yep. What an insult for Rob Brown to say that Tim Tebow was a good enough football player that would, if he would have swallowed his pride and been willing to play tight end, fullback, H-back, basically done what Taysom Hill has gotten famous for doing in New Orleans.
You're a bad human being.
I'm a bad human being. I'm a bad because I have the audacity to say that Tim Tebow would have been one of the greatest NFL players of all time if he would have gotten over his pride.
How dare you? He's a quarterback.
If he'd have gotten over his pride, if he'd have swallowed his pride, pride cometh before the fall, all right? Tebow gets over his pride and acknowledges that, hey, maybe I'm not cut out to be a quarterback. Maybe I can be a guy who helps my team in other way, right? Maybe I can help my team in another way by being not a quarterback, by being Taysom Hill before Taysom Hill made it cool. Then I would be, he would be, not might be, ladies and gentlemen, I believe he would be an NFL Hall of Fame caliber player. I think he would have done what Taysom Hill is doing and maybe done it better than Taysom Hill, right? If I put Timmy back there in an H-back spot, he's still a threat to throw the football or run it like a fullback or catch it as a tight end or split out and run as a split receiver.
The
he could
jump
have done
pass
it all.
Is back, baby. The
yes.
jump pass has returned.
Now, I think Urban Meyer knows that. And I think Urban Meyer is looking at Tim Tebow and going, this guy's a weapon I can put in anywhere. He's looking at the Sean Payton playbook and going, this guy can be anywhere on the football field and do anything in any of those positions, even at 33. Let's give it a shot. But here's the thing. Urban Meyer's been a good college coach. I don't know how he's going to pan in the NFL. And don't tell me you guarantee he's going to be a success because Nick Saban wasn't a success. And Nick Saban's a better coach than Urban Meyer at the college level. So it's not a guarantee. But I think Herb is looking at the Sean Payton Taysom Hill playbook and going, maybe there's a chance we can turn this guy into something and give us a weapon all over the field. And that's all well and good. But I don't think Lonzo was wrong. I don't think Lonzo's wrong at all. I think that there is some element of Urban Meyer that goes, all right, let's call this what it is, shall we? Let's call this what it is. We have got the quarterback that the light is shining brighter on than any quarterback since, I don't know, let's say Andrew Luck, right? There has not been a quarterback that has been under the type of spotlight that Trevor Lawrence is about to be in since Andrew Luck got drafted to the Indianapolis Colts. There hasn't been one. And we know that if Trevor goes out there and doesn't light the league in fuego, from week one, there are going to be people who turn a spotlight towards the Jags and go, uh-oh, did TL16 blow it? Did the Jags blow it? Should they have drafted Justin Fields? Should they have drafted Zach Wilson? Did they blow the pick? Was this a waste? Did this doom the franchise for another X amount of years? But if TL16 goes out there and doesn't light the league on fire in week one, but you can get Timmy Terrific 35 receiving yards and a touchdown, you go, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our post-conference. Tough L today. Now let's bring up to the podium to address with his endless optimism and happiness the great Tim Tebow. and you can kind of quarantine TL16 from the criticism. You can quarantine Herb from the criticism by trotting out the happy, smiling Tim Tebow, who got 35 and a touch in his first game as a backup tight end. So, not only do I think you are right about this, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it at all. There is a leap from the ACC to the NFL that a lot of quarterbacks aren't ready for, aren't prepared for.
You know, if this is indeed Urban Meyer's intention and his doing, it just shows you that he's looking ahead and knows the struggles that he's going to have and is preparing for that. And I think that that bodes well for maybe him being a decent NFL coach in the future.
I absolutely agree. One of the biggest things you can do as an NFL coach is to protect yourself, protect your squad, protect your QB, especially if your QB has a spotlight shining on him as large as the one that's shining on Trevor Lawrence this year, whether you like it or not. That is a huge plus for an NFL head coach. I do not for a second think that it is some ridiculous leap to believe that Herb is going to use Tebow as a shield to protect TL16. I think that's an absolute possibility for this signing and why this signing might be taking place. I'm not saying Tebow can't be successful. I'm not saying Tebow won't be an intricate part of the Jags offense this year. He very well might. If there's a dude headstrong enough to be out of the league for 10 years and to come back at a new position and work his way into a better spot, Timmy Terrific is one of the guys that can pull it off. But he's also playing a position he's never played before. He's also playing a position he's never had experience at the NFL level with. He's doing it under his old college coach, sure, but his college coach is not going to be running the 2008 Gators packages into this offense, right? So he's not going to be the superstar. He's not going to be the face of the franchise. Trevor is. He's an afterthought. Will he be able to handle that? That's a great question. And Zoe, I don't think your point is controversial. I don't think it's generated to throw a wrench into the system. I think it's exactly a part of why Tim Tebow will get signed by the Jags. Not only are you adding a guy who might be a very good gadget player at the NFL level, but you're adding a guy who can be a shield, a deflector of criticism away from your quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, who has the eyes of the NFL world turned exclusively on him in week number one. Zach Wilson does not have the pressure on him in New York that TL does in Jacksonville. Justin Fields doesn't have the pressure on him in Chicago that TL does in Jacksonville. Nobody will have the pressure on them like Trevor does, and this is a shield between him and that pressure. Zoe, I think you are spot on with that take, man. Spot on with it. 844-477-3776. Quick break, quick segment, and then Twitter trending topics to call it a day here on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, South Carolina. Rob and Lonzo with you here on a Monday afternoon. Absolutely will be interested to hear what Mark Ryan and Diesel have to say. They are coming up at 4 o'clock, or 3 o'clock, right on the dot, as Mike Florio reporting that Tim Tebow is on the verge of signing a one-year deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars to play the role of tight end. Over on the text line, a few texts that have come in on our Ingles Market text line at 71307. Let's see what we got here. At ESPN, Flat Stanley, now known as Absconded Keegan. Yes, absolutely. At ESPN, I'm sure the Triumph have a photographer. They do. His name is Blake Schultz, and he's very, very good. He's a friend of mine now, too. You can follow him on Twitter. Blake's phenomenal. Does a great job at the Triumph game. But again, the president of the Triumph, Chris Lewis, also texted me and said, with apologies to Keegan, they will be a little too busy on Sunday to participate in engagement photos. At ESPN, coming up next, horses on the horse. Yes, a full conversation. I'll tell you what, I will play any sound that is acquired of or other horses giving commentary on their disappointment in Medina Spirit having its 500 or its Kentucky Derby struck away. At ESPN, the Kentucky 500, that's what we're calling the Kentucky Derby now. I don't think I called it that, but I would rather watch the NASCARs for 500 laps than by the way, the lady friend last Saturday, she went to a friend's birthday party that also happened to be at the same time as the Derby, because nobody cares about the Kentucky Derby enough not to move their birthday. No one would ever say, hey, my birthday party is during the Daytona 500, or my birthday party is during the Super Bowl. Don't come to watch it. Come to celebrate me. Nobody would do that because they understand people care about those other events. Nobody's ever said, I'm not throwing a party during the Kentucky Derby.
No, while you have that party, you go, hold on a second, I gotta go to the restroom. You go to the restroom, you bring
watch
the Derby
entire
up on
Derby.
Your phone, you watch the Derby, you go back. There you go.
You could bail for the Derby, and the only question you might be asked is your stomach okay? You were in there for two whole minutes. The lady friend went to the party. A couple of the other folks at the party were setting up for the Derby. She Facebooked out. Well, that seemed like a lot of buildup for 2 minutes. To which my friend responded, oh, your relationship with Rob, I get it. Ha ha, the Derby sucks. And also, good joke.
I needed some warning. I would have had the rim shot ready.
At ESPN, actually would be interested in how the wagering would work for that. If they already paid out for horse A, would they have to pay out now for horse B plus all the trifectas, etc.? Has this been covered? My understanding is that they actually would not. They would just not have a winner this year. They would recognize the second place horse as a new winner, but casinos would not be obligated to pay out those who lost, or if you bet on the second place horse, you would not be recognized as a winner. My question would be more, if you bet on Medina Spirit and got the dub, does that money have to go back now? Would you be obligated to pay back that money? So if I went and won $5K betting on Medina Spirit and then I blew it all on a new TV, am I obligated to give the book that money back? That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that would be a problem. I also want to know, are they going to interview the second place winner and ask them how they felt about, you know, being made the winner even though they didn't actually win?
No.
I want to hear those comments from the second place winner.
At ESPN, I only enjoy Major League Baseball because I bet on it. Same with horse racing. Yeah, you're not alone. At ESPN, can I get your thoughts on Tebow time in Jacksonville? It's been reported by Ian Rappaport that they are going to sign him. And the second text at ESPN, Jag signing Tebow with 7 exclamation points. I've given you my thoughts. I think it'll be interesting to see if he's still got it, 33 years old, the gas in the tank to be a player like Taysom Hill is in New Orleans. If he is, it'll be interesting. If he's not, it'll last 8-9 weeks. They'll cut him. There you go. At ESPN, Rob, you nailed it on that Derby piece. Unless you own horses or are a crazy bettor, who cares? In fact, does horse racing even count as a sport? Peace to you and Lonzo. Thank you very much. Texter, appreciate it. Zoe argues, no. I say, I don't care enough to have the discussion. I don't care enough. If you want to call it a sport, call it a sport.
Say, and that's the answer right there.
Yeah, I don't care enough about it. At ESPN, what's the over-under for preseason Wildcat packages featuring Tebow? Like a lot. I think Herb would be silly not to work Tebow Wildcat packages in. Really. I think he'd be silly not to. Do I think you do it to a point that it takes Trevor? No, I don't think you go crazy. One of the big criticisms about Sean Payton and Taysom Hill down in New Orleans, which I think is a case study that you can use as an illustration of this. Go back and read some of my I have been mad in some situations where the Saints are facing like a third and three in a critical spot, and they put Taysom Hill into the Wildcat. You are taking the ball out of the hands of Drew Brees for 3 yards to go to a gadget play. You know the guy is running 90% of the time and passing 10. I don't love it, but I do think it works great on some second and eight situations.
Who's a better passer, Taysom Hill or Tebow?
I don't know. I mean, if you ask me when Tebow was 23, I'd say Tebow, no question. But at 33, I don't know. When's the last time Tebow threw a football competitively? 10 years ago.
He throws a baseball pretty well.
Sure. It's not a football. Keep in mind, Tebow had the chance to go play at the CFL, too. The Canadian Football League wanted Tebow as an athlete, and he would have made good money as a starter there. And he said no because he wanted to be a quarterback. Pride cometh before the fall. At ESPN, no Steve Austin glass breaking for breaking news. Yeah, we're working on that. That might come down the pipe.
I am unhappy with the choices that I've found, and I cannot use the exact breaking news.
True story.
So, I mean, yeah, so I'm working on it, okay?
At ESPN, does it Tim Tebow cry when he loses? End quote. Yeah, he cried after that SEC championship game they lost to Alabama, but remember, all he did was come back the next year and win a national championship, so.
Yeah, you don't want Tebow crying.
No. No, I thought it was a, listen, that whole, I promise you nobody's going to play harder. Yeah, dude, that was a lame speech, all right? It was lame. Let's just, and the Gators put it on a bronze plaque outside of the stadium.
It was not lame. That was passion, and that passion was felt by every teammate and every fan of that team, and then he backed it up.
Sure. It was impactful for the team, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I think. All that mattered is did it rally the Gators? And the answer was yes, it rallied the Gators. It rallied the Gators to get back out there and get some dubs, which is all that mattered. It was still a lame speech. And ESPN, you did call it the Kentucky 500, and I thought it was on purpose and hilarious, but instead of kissing bricks and drinking milk, you inject steroids and drink whiskey ruined by mint. Quick break, Twitter trending topics to wrap it up when we come back. Rob Lonzo, you, this is ESPN Upstate.
It is time for Twitter trending topics where I will tell everybody what is trending on the internets, and Rob will tell us what he knows about it. The first thing that is trending is Venom 2.
So the trailer for Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage, has dropped. Have you seen it yet, Lonzo? I know the answer is yes.
Absolutely, I have seen it, yes.
First off, Woody Harrelson is going to be absolutely terrifying in that movie. Absolutely terrifying. I like that they kept the style of the occasional little bits of funny out of Venom. But the two reveals of Carnage at the end look like this is going to be the single most terrifying superhero movie that we have gotten yet. And I will be there day one. I love Venom. I thought the first movie was great. There were a couple of plot holes. Whatever. It was a fun little break from the continued storyline of the MCU. I hope they work Venom into the MCU for you know, to be the anti-hero alongside Spidey in the future. But dude, that trailer looks, as the kids say, Zoe, dope.
Well, the first Venom was really good. There were a couple CGI spots that were a little messy. But other than that, I really enjoyed it. And the trailer is great. I don't want to spoil the trailer. But the
Carnage looks fantastic. Yeah, if you didn't know Carnage was going to be in it, I got nothing for you. But He looked fantastic.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson will do that. And if you know anything about Carnage, the character, he fits that perfectly.
Yeah, just raw psychopath.
A little bit of inside, though. There's a newspaper being held in the trailer. And from what I've read, it is Sam Raimi's universe, not the universe that we have right now.
Well, it's the movies. If there's enough money in it, they'll figure it out.
But along those lines, the next thing that's trending is Morbius.
Morbius trending. I have not seen.
All right, here's why Morbius is trending, because it will be in that universe.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So they're building a universe outside of what we're seeing in the regular MCU.
Here's what I find interesting, though. But in Raimi's universe, Eddie Brock's already dead, right? So now we have two Eddie Brocks, or like that happen to have the same job in the same city.
Well,
like, you've already killed Eddie Brock.
I just want to point this out. There's probably a Rob Brown somewhere else.
Only one of us is a superhero, and obviously it's me.
Well, there is that. All right, we got time for one more. Conor McGregor is trending.
I don't know why he's trending.
I got to tell you this.
He got thrashed last week, but go ahead.
He wants to buy Man United after he retires.
He doesn't have the money to buy Man United. Doesn't have the money. That's a $100 billion buy.
Even with all his whiskey money,
nope.
He doesn't have it?
He doesn't have the money for that. You got to be a multi times over billionaire.
Doesn't mean he can't get partners.
Maybe, but he won't be a solo owner ever. All right, that's it. Mark Ryan with the Tim Tebow Jaguars Show is up next. Thanks for hanging out with us, y'all. Great to be with you. See you back here tomorrow. We'll try harder tomorrow. Don't drink a drive. I'll punch you in the face. Thanks for listening to the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.